The mermaid never came near him so that he might touch her. He tried to catch her, but she went down into the water and he did not see her again that day. Each day the sound of her voice became sweeter in his ears. It became so sweet that he forgot his nets and took no care of his boat. The fish went by, but he took no notice of them. He sat in his boat and listened. He listened as darkness came round him, and the moonlight was like silver on his brown arms. One evening he called to her, "Little mermaid, little mermaid, I love you. Take me for your husband, because I love you." But the mermaid answered, "No, you have a soul, the soul of man, which God has given him. If you can send away your soul, I shall love you." The young fisherman said, "What use is my soul to me? I can't see it. I can't touch it. Certainly I'll send it away." He gave a cry of joy and held out his arms. "I'll send my soul away, and you shall be my wife, and we'll live together in the deepest part of the sea. And you'll show me all the wonderful things that you sang about." The little mermaid laughed with pleasure and hid her face in her hands. "But how shall I send my soul away?" cried the fisherman. "Tell me how I can do it, and it shall be done."
"I don't know," said the little mermaid. "The people of the sea have no souls."
She went down into the sea looking sadly at him. Early the next morning, when the sun was just rising behind the hills, the young fisherman went to the priest's house and called.
"Come in," said the priest.
"Father," said the young fisherman, "I am in love with one of the people of the sea, but because of my soul, I can't marry her. Tell me how I can send my soul away from me, because I don't need it. What use is my soul to me? I can't see it. I can't touch it. I don't know it." The priest answered,
"Foolish man, the soul was given to us by God. There is nothing on earth which is worth more to you than your soul. It is worth all the gold and jewels of the kings. It is a fearful thing to lose your soul. And as for the people of the sea, they are lost. They have no souls. They are like beasts which do not know right from wrong. There is no life after death for them in heaven."
"Father," said the young fisherman, "once in my net I caught the daughter of the king of the sea. She is more beautiful than the morning star and whiter than the moon. For her body I would give my soul. For her love I would give my hope of heaven. Tell me what I ask and let me go in peace."